You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beshemesh Israel, 5778-2018. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Bo, and the Jewish people, as they are about to be brought out from the land of Egypt, as they are about to be redeemed from their state of slavery, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a unique command, a unique commandment. And that is the commandment of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this month is for you. This month, the month of Nisan, which is the month of the Exodus, which is the month of the Aviv, of the spring, this month belongs to the Jewish people. And the Midrash speaks about a number of different concepts that are related to the fact that this Chodesh, this month, belongs to the Jewish people. I'll share you one of those conversations or one of those discussions that we find in the Midrash. Very interesting, very remarkable. This is what it says in the verse. This is what it means in the verse. It says in Psalms chapter 72, verse 7, Yifrach v'yam of tzaddik, a righteous one will flower in his days. V'roiv shalom, and there shall be great peace. Ad b'li areach, until there's no moon. Okay, so that's the pasuk. It's a little bit difficult to understand, but the Midrash is going to darshan it. It's going to understand that this verse is related to our pasuk, of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. We're speaking here about some time when there's no moon. Our verse is telling you about the Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the month, which is also when there's no moon. And it's going to tell us that there is a hint here, or an analogy, to something very interesting and remarkable. As Hashem was about to take the Jewish people out of Egypt, so he gave them a hint, and he made it known to them through this hint, that it will take 30 generations for Malchus, for kingship, if you count from Avram Avinu, from Abraham, and you go on through the generations until the last of the kings, which I believe was Tzidkiyahu, as we'll see later in the Midrash. So there are 30 generations, and these 30 generations represent the 30 days of a month. 30 days in a month, we're speaking about HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, so there's a remez, there's a hint to the fact that there are 30 days, 30 generations in which we'll have a month, a cycle, a completed cycle of kings, of kingship. And just like in a month, so the month starts off, the new moon starts off small, gets bigger and bigger and bigger till the middle of the month, and then it gets smaller and smaller and smaller as it gets to the end of the month. So too, that is how it was with the Jewish kings. Shneimar HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim. This month is yours, a Rosh, a head of the month. And Eitz Yosef explains that it's the word Rosh, which means the head, is a reference to the concept of the king, because the king is the head, the Rosh, the top of the Jewish people. HaChodesh Shleishim Yoyim, U'malchu Shalachem Shleishim Dor. A month has 30 days, and your Malchus, your kingship, will have 30 generations. The new moon on the first day of Nisan begins to give light, starts to get bigger, goes from being zero to start to be big. And it gets larger and larger. The moon gets fuller and fuller until the 15th day of the month. In the middle of the month, we have that the moon is full. Right, which is not a coincidence when it comes to the fact that all of the Jewish holidays, or a number of the Jewish holidays, occur in the middle of the month, the significant Jewish holidays. Sukkot is in the middle of the month. Pesach is in the middle of the month. The idea is that there's a mashal, there's an analogy, and that's what HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem teaches us, that the Jewish people is like the moon. Hashem is like the sun. God is shining His light into us, and we're reflecting that light. And that reflection is cyclic. There are times when we reflect that spiritual light more. There are times we reflect that spiritual light less. And so in the middle of the month, which is when we have the most reflection, that is when we have our special spiritual holidays. Now, not only is that true in regards to the holidays, but it's also true in regards to Malchus. Let's see what this means. So from the 15th day of the month until the 30th day of the month, so the light gets less and less. The reflection gets smaller and smaller of the moon. On the 30th day, you can't see the moon at all. Also the Jewish people, when it came to our Malchus, when it came to our kingship, there were 15 generations. Each generation represented a day of the month, from Abraham until King Solomon. So King Solomon was the 15th generation. He was the 15th day of the month. And he was the one who reflected the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most, as we'll soon see. Avram Hizkiel Lahayr Shenemar. Abraham began to shine, as the verse says in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 2. Mi heir mi mizrach tzedek yikra'eu l'raglei. Who is that one which awakened the east? Which means that was causing the sun to shine. Tzedek yikra'eu l'raglei. Righteousness shall be called to his feet. So that's referring to Abraham, Avram Avinu. So he was the one who was the beginning of the day, so to speak. He was the beginning of the month. All of these are analogies to teach us that he was the one who started to bring that spiritual light into the world. But Yitzchak, Isaac came, Avuheir, he also shined. He caused the light to shine even more. Shenemar, as the verse says, or Zeru ala tzadik, a light is planted for the righteous. So that's a reference to Isaac. Bo Yaakov v'hoisif or. Jacob came and he added on more light, as the verse says, Shenemar, Isaiah chapter 10, verse 17. V'hoya or Yisrael le'ish. The light of Israel, Israel is a reference to Jacob, shall be for fire. So we see that it's getting stronger and stronger. V'achar kach Yehuda, Peretz, Chetzron, Raman, Minadav, Nachshon, Salmon, Boaz, Oyed Yishai, David. So you have all these generations continuing with Yehuda, who was the Leisaser Shevet Yehuda. He was the one who was given kingship, and on through the generations, his child Peretz, grandson Chetzron, Ram, Aminadav, etc., all the way down to King David. Kevin Sheba Shlomo, we get to King Solomon. Nismali Discus Shelavana. So that was when King Solomon came and he became the king. So he was the one who, so to speak, had the moon was full at that time, at his point. King Solomon was the one who reflected Hashem's light the most. He was the king who most brought God into the world, and that's what we're going to see. Shenemar Vayeshev Shlomo al Kisei Hashem Lamelech. Very interesting. It's a verse in Divrei Hayamim, the first Chronicles, 29, verse 23. King Solomon sat on the throne of God to be the king. What is the idea that King Solomon sat on the throne of God? Was it not his own throne? It was the throne of God. What does that mean? Is it possible for a human being to sit on the throne of Hashem, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed is He? Mishenemar by Karsi Shvivin Dinur, that his seat is a fireplace, a place of fire. Elama Kodesh Baruch Hu Shelev Misefai Elama Seifai. So what is the teaching here? What is the idea that King Solomon sat on the throne of God? Or what is the analogy? What does it mean that he's sitting on God's throne? It's not something that makes sense. So what we're going to see is that King Solomon reflected, like we said, reflected the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most. He represented, we could say, God in the world the most. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelem Yisefai Lamat Seifai. Just like God. So he rules over the entire world from one end of the earth till the other, or more literally, from the end of the earth until the end of the earth. And he rules over all of the kings. The verse in Psalm chapter 138, verse 4 says, all of the kings shall pay homage to you, God. We find that King Solomon also had this attribute that he ruled over the entire world from one end to the other, or from the end of the earth till the end of the earth. All of the kings of the earth were trying to get an audience with King Solomon. They were each bringing their offering to him. That's what it means. It says that King Solomon was sitting on God's throne. So the idea is that if everyone is coming to pay homage, right, if everyone is coming to say King Solomon is the king, really the king of the world, and by the way, Mashiach, when the Messiah arrives, so he also will be king over the entire world, right? The Jewish people are meant to be, ideally, the leaders of the world. We are meant to be a light unto the nations. And so the king of the Jewish people is meant not just to be a king over the Jewish people, but rather a king over the entire world, right? So, but the idea of the king being someone and the Jewish people being the nation, as we've spoken about, we're trying to show that the entire process of the Exodus is to show that the Jewish people are the source of the light. The Jewish people are the source of the kingship of Pharaoh, and of all of the abundance that comes into the world. It comes in through the Jewish people. When the kings come and they admit, they pay homage to Shlomo, to King Solomon, they pay homage, lahavdil, to God, the idea is that they recognize that God is the source of their power, and they recognize that the Jewish people, through their king, is the source of all of their abundance and goodness in the world. So that is the idea here. Now, the Midrash continues. HaKadosh Baruch Hu levushei hayd v'hadar v'nasan l'shlomo hayd malchus. God, his clothing, as it were, is splendor. He gave this splendor to King Solomon. Shnei v'yitein olav hayd malchus. The verse says, b'kizah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'siv, even in regards to King, the God's throne, the verse tells us, u'dumus p'nei p'nei adam u'p'nei aryeh. We find that in regards to his throne, it speaks in the Ma'aseh Merkava, in the first chapter of Ezekiel, it speaks about the angels that are there, and they're part of his throne, they're part of God's throne. They have a certain look. There's a face of a person, there's a face of a lion. In regards to King Solomon, the verse says, there's a reference to lions that are there on his throne. Another verse says that it's that it was made like the way that the oifanim of the Merkava looked, like the angels looked. In regards to the throne of God, no evil can touch there. Shnemar, the verse says in Psalms chapter 5, verse 5, lo yigur chara, no evil shall come there. Rishlamik Siv, in regards to King Solomon, the verse says, Ain Satan vein pegara. There is no Satan, there's no evil touching. Nothing can affect it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa shisha rekim of Ashvi Yoshev. God created six heavens, and he sits in the seventh heaven. So there's an aspect of the number seven, which has to do with Malchus, has to do with kingship, has to do with the moon, has to do with reflection. In regards to the throne of King Solomon, so the verse tells us that there were six steps, and he sat on the seventh step. All of these things show us that King Solomon was the one who completed the moon. The moon was full at his time. In regards to King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, in his time the Jewish people were fully reflecting the light of God. In his time, the king of the Jewish people was fully reflecting the light of God. And that was represented in all of these different aspects. The way that he sat on his throne was comparable. The throne that he sat upon was comparable to the throne of God. And so, there's a hint in the Exodus, in the very statement of Achoydish HaZelechem, that this month is yours, this month belongs to you, the Jewish people. The concept of the month, the concept of the fact that there are cycles in reality. There are cycles in time. And these cycles serve to, throughout time, we come through cycles where sometimes there's more reflection of God's light. Sometimes there's less reflection of God's light. The Midrash speaks about the fact that when it got to Tzidkiyo, so he was an Iver, he was blind, he wasn't able to see, which represented the fact that by the time 15 more generations had passed, we came to the end of the month. We came to the time when Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, so he was the 15th generation, he was the fully reflecting, he was the one who was fully reflecting, and there was a dirdur, there was a losing of that level. But the obvious implication here is that we lose the level, and just like the moon becomes small, and then it starts to renew itself again, and there's another set of 30 days, another set of 30 generations, and so we keep having this cycle. Now I'd like to share with you just the end of the Medrash before I come to the final point. All of those years, even though the Jewish people were sinning, the forefathers were praying for them, and they were causing, in other words, it's very interesting because the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were the ones who started off the cycle. Now when they got to the end of the cycle, the 30th generation, so the Jewish people had no more king, and they had no more the spiritual reflection was almost lost or became significantly less. But at that time, those who started off the light, those Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov who started off that light, started reflecting the light of God on the world, they were praying on behalf of the Jewish people. Shenemar Yisu Harim Shalom La'om. Very interesting. The mountains raised up peace for the nation. So who are the mountains? Ve'in Harim Ela Avos. We find elsewhere that the concept of Harim, of mountains, the word Harim also can be read Harim, which means parents. Because the parents are the ones who give birth to the children. Right? Herayon, when a woman is pregnant, it's called Herayon, which is the same word of a har, because the woman's stomach looks like a mountain. Right? So a parent is also has the same word, a har, because we are the ones who contain our children. We find that harem, mountains, are a reference to the parents. So they were Yisu harem. They were raising up. They were saying a prayer. And they were trying to get peace. Right? So we lost, in a certain sense, we lost that reflection. We lost that love. We lost that relationship with God. But nevertheless, those who started the relationship were asking God to maintain that relationship, despite the fact that it was ebbing, despite the fact that it had gone down. How far did it go, this prayer? So they kept praying until this point, when Tzidkiyo, he became blind, Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So that's what it's a reference of. Rav Shalom, they kept on asking for peace. They kept on asking for God's mercy, Ad Beli Arech, until there was no more moon, till the moon disappeared. Ad Shleshim Dorsha Yisrael Min HaMalchus, till it was 30 generations from the original beginning of kingship. Min Ois HaShav Ad Ata Mi Ois HaShalom Yisrael. So from that time on, the Avos were no longer praying for us. So who's the one that provides peace for Israel? Who's the one, right? King Solomon, interestingly, is the one, his name is Shlomo. So his name reflects the fact that he was the one who caused peace between God and between man, between the Jewish people, between Hashem, between God and the entire world, between the spiritual realms and the physical realms. Right? That was Shlomo, Melech Shalom Shaloi. He's the one who the peace, it belongs to him. Right? So, but what is the idea of peace? What is the idea of peace? It has to do with the reflection. It's the reflection. Right? Friday night, I've spoken about this in the past, but Friday night is, we say Shabbat Shalom. We say that it should be a peaceful Sabbath. If a baby boy is born, so there's a Shalom Zachar, we greet. Shalom means hello, but it also means peace. And there's Shalom. The reason that we light the candles on Friday night is because we want peace. Shalom between man and his wife. Friday night is a special time for a man and his wife to be together. So what is the idea of Shalom? The idea of Shalom is when the male and female aspects come together, when there's a reflection, the sun is the male aspect, the moon is the female aspect, when there's that reflection of the light, when the two aspects come together, that's called shalom, that's called peace. So Hashem is the one who provides peace. Hashem assures us that that relationship will continue. Hashem is the one. Shenemar Yisa Hashem Panav Eilech V'yasem Lecha Shalom. Hashem shall raise His face towards you and He will give you peace. So the idea here is an amazing thing, that in the Exodus there's a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. What is the idea of the moon? What is the idea of the fact that the moon, the month, is given to the Jewish people? We're the ones who count the years based on the months. That's the special legacy of the Jewish people, is to count the years based on the months. What is the idea of that? The idea of that is that we are the ones who have shalom, we have peace with God. We are the ones who have malchus, we are the ones who have kingship, which really means we reflect God in the world. We are the ones who have a King Solomon, whose throne is like the throne of God, reflecting. It's almost the identical type of throne, because here we are bringing godliness into the world. We are, through the Torah, through the mitzvahs, through fulfilling the will of God to the best of our ability, we are reflecting God's light into the world. And I want to bless you and ask you to please bless me. Hashem should help us to be able to continue to bring this light into the world, to reflect Hashem's light. We should recognize the fact that we have a special privilege. Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. This is your month. This is your concept. This is your reflection. This is what you can do. You can reflect God's light in the world. Hashem should be mezak us, give us the merit to see that day when, again, there's a king amongst the Jewish people. And that king reflects the light of Hashem. And we all are able to reflect that light and be a true light unto the nations. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.